live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. How about that football game yesterday? You know, the Cardinals have had a really terrible season. And apparently the owners and managers of the Green Bay Packers think that if a team loses to the Cardinals, they should fire their head coach. Well, that's how bad things have gotten, I guess, on both sides, with both the Packers and the Cardinals. But the Cardinals have a third win. The Packers will have a brand new head coach very soon. Joe Philbin will be taken in. He's the offensive coordinator. He'll be working as the interim head coach. So, also the Arizona Coyotes had a big stretch with three straight wins, though they had a pretty gruesome loss Saturday night of forward Michael Grabner. He took an inadvertent high stick along the boards, and his left eye right now looks like raw ground beef. So we hope for a full recovery from Michael Grabner, a very valuable special teams player for the Coyotes. Hey, you know, the Harkins 14, of course, has their Tuesday night classics. By the way, on Saturday mornings during the holiday season, they also have some special films. We saw Miracle on 34th Street this past Saturday morning, the original 1947 with Edmund Gwynn and Maureen O'Hara. And, of course, little Natalie Wood, who was absolutely wonderful. Coming up tomorrow night as part of their Tuesday night classics, they have Polar Express and then a very special feature starting Thursday of this week, running for only 1 week. Each night from this coming Thursday to next Thursday, several times a day, they're going to screen the Oscar nominee, 10 Oscar nominees, 7 wins, Schindler's List from 1993. Don't miss that one coming this Thursday night and through most of next week at the Harkins 14. Hey, we've got a good show for you today. We'll be talking entertainment. We're going to open up by talking to Phil Dixon. He is playing Scrooge in the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center production of A Christmas Carol. Then we'll talk to our friend Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB with consumer holiday shopping warnings, and also from the PCA, the Prescott Center for the Arts, actors Kevin Nissen and Sandy Vernon. They are staging A Christmas Story. Get out your leg lamp! Directed by Robin Allen at the PCA main stage. So we're going to get going because we've got Phil Dixon in the bullpen, ready to come right in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Set.
Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales,
Prescott Dirt,
Yellow Pie Bottle Gas,
Affinity RV,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
the Cliff Castle Casino,
New Prescott Tire Pros,
and Primavera Online School.
The Cardinals host the Detroit Lions
live Sunday at 1
on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 2:07, and if you have looked around the greater Prescott area the last few days, by golly, it's Christmas season. Who would guess that? One of the great ways to enjoy the Christmas season is the many events going on at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, including the performance of A Christmas Carol, the musical. We have Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge himself, Phil Dixon, right here in the studio. Phil, take me back to your first memory of A Christmas Carol.
I was thinking about that lately, and the one that I actually remember most is the one with George C. Scott playing.
Can you bump your mic just a little bit, Phil? Just bump it.
Hello.
Let's pull that one over, the red one there.
Yeah, let's try that one.
Checking. Am I here now?
I don't know why the mic is doing that, but try it again, please.
Hello.
Okay, let's try this here. Wonder why that's doing that. Give me just a second. Okay, let's try the other mic.
Check.
I don't know what the problem is there. Okay, let me try this. Ah, there we go. Now
hello.
We
hello.
Okay.
Hello,
please.
I'm here now.
The question, once again, before we got so rudely interrupted, was what were your earliest memories of A Christmas Carol? Did you see it as a kid?
I have vague memories of the Albert Finney one, but the one I remembered most as a kid was the George C. Scott version.
Oh, yeah.
He was a marvelous Ebenezer Scrooge. And recently, and also I was in high school at the time, when one came out called An American Christmas Carol,
mm-hmm.
with none other than the Fonz as Ebenezer
Henry
Scrooge.
Winkler?
Henry Winkler played Ebenezer Scrooge. It takes place in 1933 instead mm-hmm. of 1843.
Okay.
So it's during the Depression, which is ripe for Ebenezer to swoop in and say, give me all your stuff.
Sure. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, why do you think the story endures the way it does? Of course, this was originally written by Charles Dickens, right? And, you know, Dickens' version of London was always kind of bleak and everything. Why do you think it endures?
Well, he was a great social commentator, as we all know, and I believe redemption is the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants redemption. When I thought of that question, it made me think of redemption. Has always been very special to me. My sister works in the Park Service and was at a National Civil War battlefield in northern Georgia called Chickamauga. And that was all organized by the generals and officers to make it a national battlefield. And the way they did it was they all got together for a barbecue. And it was this giant party. Let's let bygones be bygones. Mm-hmm. Let's move forward. And that, to me, is just a great story.
And, you know, on that note, we saw in the last couple of days with the death of George Herbert Walker Bush and how he and Bill Clinton became yes. allies, and they were bitter enemies during their political years. I guess if you can look past certain things, you can become friends with almost anybody, which, again, is all about redemption, right?
Redemption's a big thing.
And yeah.
You know, there's a huge story of redemption and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I don't know, some 2,000 years ago or something.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about this current adaptation, the musical version by Keith Ferguson and Bruce Greer? What's new about it?
Well, the music, it's new music. I went and looked at this. You know, I obviously have the script. I downloaded a PDF of the original Charles Dickens. It's in the public domain. And I would read the text, and a lot of the spoken parts are just taken directly from Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. There's not much change. But they took some ideas. There's some areas where you read in the original Dickens some thoughts he's having. Mm-hmm. Well, those get turned into the music. The ideas are transferred. And it's just, the music was written in 2011. It's new. It's somewhat typical musical theater. It's not anything weird or anything. It's just some nice, good songs. I have a big song towards the end called On My Knees, where I have just realized the error of my ways, and I am ready to be a new person. Mm-hmm. So there's the redemption again, and it's all written right in there, and the music is very good.
Now, this is the third straight holiday show from the Yavapai College Performing Arts people. Christmas Carol is the third. They've also done very well with White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life. Are these guys just really good at large-scale musicals or what?
Well, I certainly hope so. I saw both of those previous shows and enjoyed them. A lot of my friends are in them. My good friend Mike Nache, who is here in the community, very active, and Arlene Hardy was in one of them, and Jeremy, who is my Bob Cratchit, is in this show as well, and Jeremy Zulke, and I hope I got his last name right. I only call him Jeremy. I don't
care. Now, the Scrooge character is so iconic. It's almost, in a way, like Hamlet, because so many actors have done this. So how do you bring your spin to it?
Well, like I said before, I read the original work. I try to pull as much out of what Dickens has to say and embody it as much as I can. A lot of people said, and I don't understand this part because I'm really a nice guy, but some people, you know, I put on this gruff exterior sometimes just to play around, and a lot of people think I'm very much like Ebenezer Scrooge, but I promise I am not.
But it's fun to play that kind of role, isn't it?
Well, yes. I played other roles in the past like that. You know, we can probably talk about that at some point.
Sure, and go ahead. Tell us.
Back in 2014, the Prescott Center for the Arts put on a production of Les Miserables. And I was Inspector Javert, the relentless pursuer of Jean Valjean. And I believe you had my Jean Valjean here on this show last week, Daryl Rauter.
I did.
And he and I, once we do a role like that together, we're connected as friends for, you know, it's just a wonderful connection, and he was the one who conducted The Messiah last week.
Sure.
At Yavapai College.
You know why it's tough to interview Daryl Rauter? Because his voice and his diction intimidate me.
Oh.
He has the most perfect voice. Of course, he's also a singer, too. You know?
Yes.
He's a singer and conductor. He's very, very well versed in music, and he's one of the few guests who intimidates me on my own show. But I love having him on here because it's so informative when he's here. So, you know, it's funny because the Javert character, for any of our listeners who remember the David Janssen TV series, The Fugitive, Barry Morse as Lieutenant Girard, he was essentially Inspector Javert. And David Janssen as Richard Kimble was essentially Jean Valjean. So I wonder how many of our fans of the old TV series have never seen Les Miserables. There would be some parallels they'd recognize. Now, with a live stage like this, obviously you can't do what a TV production does or what a movie set does. So how do you handle the technical effects?
Well, we have yet to have our technical rehearsal. The set is just getting set up, and the first technical, I believe, is set for this coming Saturday or Sunday. There's a lot of background screen projection that gives you the impression of flying clouds, and there'll be smoke on the stage, crawling along the floor, and stuff like that. And there'll be a lot of interesting sound effects.
Now, any actor who's done movies or TV shows where there's a green screen effect, they have to act like the thing is right there.
Yeah.
Whereas with the rear projection you guys are doing, things like this, that changes your blocking just a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have to be aware of what is going on behind us so that we can give the idea that we're involved with it. One of the interesting parts of this production is the Ghost of Christmas Future. That's going to be played by Alyssa, and I forgot her last name, sorry. she is a dance person, and they're going to do a lot of modern and some classical dance movements as part of that interaction between Scrooge and the ghost. So that's an interesting aspect of the show that I think will be just thrown out there to see, you know, how well It's not. I'm looking forward to that aspect of it as well.
Sure. And what's your favorite moment in telling Scrooge's story?
Oh, my goodness. Mostly working with the students at Yavapai College. Mm-hmm. There's many of them involved with this. Community members and students sign up to be in the class. This is an actual class at Yavapai College. And I enjoy working with what I refer to as Turkey Boy. His name is Micah Steverson. He's the one where you have that dialogue where I call out, "What's today?" And he says, "Why, it's Christmas dice, huh?" And I enjoy that interaction. And Frank Malley, who is a well-known actor in the area, he is going to play my Jacob Molly.
Oh, my goodness. Is he made for that role?
Oh, he tears that role quite.
Frank, we love you, but yeah, we can see you as Jacob Marley.
And then Linda Miller is going to play this part called the Charwoman, and she is another fabulous actor in this area.
Isn't it fun, Phil, when you're working with very young people and they're doing a historical play, and they can kind of be a part of what life was like back in that era?
That's exactly right, and I enjoy working with those kids in that aspect, and they just have so much energy, and it's helpful for us older guys to get in there and get some of that energy thrown into us.
And you want to bring your game up to match their energy, don't you?
Oh, that's hard to do, but yes, I do want to.
That is Phil Dixon. He is Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, the musical that's coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center for Thursday and Friday, December 13th and 14th. That's next weekend at 7 p.m. Also, Saturday the 15th at 2 and 7. Ooh, two shows the same day. And Sunday the 16th at 3 o'clock, all at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $25. You can go online to YCPAC.com or call 776-2000. Phil Dixon, any final thoughts?
Just one final thought. Bah, humbug,
There you go. He's already in character. He's ready. Phil Dixon, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Knock 'em dead and break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB as we talk about Christmas shopping online and what to be aware of. That's coming your way on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Hi, my name is Jane Robertson. I have taught second grade at Abaya Judd Elementary School for almost 30 years and had the honor of serving as your Arizona Teacher of the Year. I love being part of the Prescott Schools and am grateful to live in a community that values education. With your donations, you help our schools fund important programs. Please donate your tax dollars. Then come and watch a game or a concert. Volunteer. See for yourself how your commitment to our schools is beneficial. Go to PrescottSchools.com and choose exactly where your tax donations go.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Los Angeles Kings live Tuesday night at 8:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Hi, folks. This is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we go from talking about the Christmas spirit to talking about things like online shopping scams, porch pirates, stealing your packages, all sorts of cheerful things. Right, Marilyn Huffman?
Yes. I hope we can have it be cheerful in the sense of warning people so that they can avoid.
Boy, that is so, and that is so important, because just knowing and being aware is half the battle, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you sent me something a few days ago that just made the hair on my arm stand up. When we go online to buy anything, we're always taught to look for the little yellow lock symbol and to look for the HTTPS URL as part of the secure safety site, right?
Correct.
That's changing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm so glad you brought that up. Had you not, I definitely would have worked that in. But yes, that is, it is so true. I had to send it to you because this is what we do, mm-hmm. to warn people. And it's definitely come to our attention that scammers are more savvy than, well, they've always been savvy, but you mm-hmm. know what I mean? They keep up with the times.
They're always looking for the better mousetrap, aren't they?
Absolutely. And so as soon as that became a warning that we put out, that the Federal Trade Commission put out, the FCC, you name it, Attorney mm-hmm. General's Office, all of the above, they immediately started taking steps to make their sites look even more like a legitimate site.
Mm-hmm.
And so now a lot of them do have that lock symbol. A lot of them do have the S after the HTTPS. Mm-hmm. So honestly, the best way is to go to sites that you trust already.
Go directly to the site.
Directly.
Right?
In other
don't
words,
click. If you have
yes.
any suspicions, don't click on any links, period, right?
You said it. Absolutely. Number one way to protect yourself mm-hmm. is for, it's like, you know, don't answer the phone if you don't know the number. You call them. They don't call you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with the computer. You go directly to the site. You can also hover your mouse over the actual website or web address at the top.
Yeah.
And it will let you know if it is legitimate by popping up with that exact same address.
That's key, because when you do stuff like that, you find out that the person who sent that mm-hmm. is a third party, and what they call themselves is sometimes a dead giveaway. I had one a couple of weeks ago. I was kind of suspicious about where it came from, and when I hovered my mouse over that, the URL they used was something like Yellow Death. I'm going like, what kind of person who is marketing a legitimate item would use the name Yellow Death?
Correct.
And that's a giveaway right there.
Absolutely.
Or if you see strange misspellings, because a lot of these are from third world nations who are doing anything to make a buck, and they give themselves away pretty quickly, don't they?
Absolutely. If English is their second language, you mm-hmm. can definitely see misspellings throughout the website. Also, going to the contact information. And if there's no brick and mortar, if there's no phone number where you can call and verify that this is the proper site,
mm-hmm.
in other words, if they are trying to hide, if it's a post office box, anyone can have a post office box. You know, if it's a generic phone number, you call it and it's just a recording and you can't actually get a live person,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're not on the right site.
Maybe they're just renting a UPS box for a mail drop.
Oh, that happens all
yeah.
the time. And they nowadays, UPS will allow them to utilize the address for the actual UPS store.
Oh,
so
really?
It may look like a brick and mortar,
mm-hmm.
but then there's a little tag on the address that says PMB. And so that's for postal mailbox.
Sure.
And then they'll have a number. So you still have to be really cautious of that.
Now, let's assume that you've made the order correctly. The order's gone through. The package is on the way. If you watch local television, when I say local, I mean Phoenix TV. It seems like every week we have another home security video showing somebody stealing packages off the porch. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to slow that down?
Yes, absolutely. So it is true. We've had a recent report that came out that estimated 11 million homeowners nationwide had a package stolen last year. That's a lot. And we don't want those numbers to grow. We want them to lessen. So obviously tracking your package is huge, making sure that you are following it. Honestly, I have my packages shipped to my office mm-hmm. a lot of times. If I'm not going to be at home, or if there's not someone there that I trust that can sign for that package, and I really don't want it sitting on my front porch where anyone could walk up and get it,
that's right.
You can talk to your boss. Find mm-hmm. out if it's something that they'll allow you to do. A lot of them are pretty cool about that.
Yeah.
And they'll let that happen.
Now, the BBB offers safe delivering tips. You mentioned tracking your packages. Mm-hmm. Request a signature for the package delivery. Why is that?
Because then you're guaranteed that it's getting into your hands mm-hmm. or the hands of someone you trust. So if you live next to a neighbor that you trust, talk to them. And you can let the company know. You can let FedEx, UPS, even the Postal Service will do it for you. Where if you let them know when you're sending a package, you want it to be delivered here, or this person is allowed to sign for it, then they'll go ahead and look for that person and deliver to them if you're not available.
You know, there's another great way to avoid having your packages, your Christmas packages stolen, and that is when you see this item online, give your local retailer a chance for your business. Because an awful lot of times we go straight online, make the purchase, boom, and never give the brick and mortar store that's right here in our neighborhood employing our neighbors and families. We don't give them a shot when you can pick it up right there. One of the benefits of that is instead of seeing it advertised under perfect light and everything on the internet, you happen to see it, you know, right there where it is, and you could read the package, you can take a look at it. Sometimes that'll persuade you to say, maybe it's not as hot as it looks on the internet, and you'll end up either making a smart purchase or avoiding a bad one.
I love that you brought that up, because that is so true. Pictures, they lie.
Uh-huh.
And they're made to lie, because they're to draw you in. I mean,
sure.
That's good marketing, to mm-hmm. be completely honest.
Yeah.
So I would say that the silver lining in all of this is definitely the fact that your brick and mortar is right there, is available. And you know what? Do a little bit of math. Maybe you think you're online saving money, mm-hmm. but you haven't calculated shipping charges or various possible refund changes. So mm-hmm. in other words, buying it online, there could be different types of policy returns, as opposed to purchasing it from a brick and mortar store in your area that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
So do a little math. If you're, you know, if you're online shopping and you're saving $5, but your brick and mortar store offers it for that, you know, $5 more, but no shipping and handling. And you, mm-hmm. like you said, you get to see the product in reality and really be able to make a good judgment call.
And you don't worry about it sitting out in front of your door for 8 hours before you get home.
Exactly. You get to pick it up right there. You get to test it. You get to ask those questions about return policies.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a restocking fee, or can you even bring it back? A lot of times when it's a good holiday sale, it's final.
You know what happens, too, with a lot of these online scams, what looks like a legitimate item, a lot of times these sites will contain a comments section. You can learn a lot sometimes from those comments section. There was a certain pharmaceutical item that I found out you can only get if you subscribe to it for monthly deliveries. And I thought, ooh, I don't know if I'm ready to commit to that. That's something I wouldn't have known if I hadn't looked at the comments section. And also, if a product, let's face it, the job of an advertiser online is to make it look irresistible. Quite often, that's not the case. And that's where it comes to look at the user comments, right?
That is absolutely true. Checking that out. And then, of course, being aware of typical catchphrases, buy one, get one free, free. Just the word free yeah. right there should definitely be a red flag. And you should be checking it out, too. Maybe you're not ordering a gift. Maybe you're ordering something for yourself personally. If it says free trial, if it says free anything,
mm-hmm.
there's probably hidden costs somewhere. And I
no such thing as a free lunch, is there? Doggone it.
Absolutely not. And if it was, it probably wouldn't be quality.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But it's definitely something to pay attention to, because a lot of times you end up signing up for something that becomes a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened to me even here with a local company where I had applied for a monthly subscription to something,
mm-hmm.
and which shall remain nameless. And they called me and said, your credit card didn't go through because my credit card expired later that month. And I said, well, I didn't sign up for an a monthly subscription to be continued. It was literally I bought 1 month. And so it wasn't very clear on their website. So they were looking at – they're a good company. They were looking at changing that and making those statements online so that people weren't confused.
Yeah.
So a good company will do that if you bring it to their attention, but you just really have to be cautious.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned these subscriptions because I subscribed to about 12 publications. And it drives me crazy that they will send me a last chance at this offer, subscription offer to renew when it doesn't renew until like 8 months ahead of time. Like, I think I can wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's like going to a movie preview and it says coming November 2019. I don't care! It's almost a year ahead of time. Oh, good heavens. But what are the most common kinds of calls you get from consumers?
The most common kinds of calls tend to be from people who unfortunately didn't call us first or didn't research. So they've signed a contract or they've made a purchase. And now they're really having a tough time understanding what they've got into or gotten themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it falls mainly in the areas of cable / satellite TV, cell phones, definitely cell phones. So what we would put this under the heading would be third party.
Yeah.
So they think they're purchasing from, let's say, Verizon, but it's not really Verizon. Or they think it's T-Mobile, but it's not. They think it's DirecTV. They think it is Dish TV, and it's really not. It's a third-party seller. Now, there are legitimate third-party sellers out there. Oh, that's the other thing. Security systems. That's another big third-party. So they say that they're with ADT, and they're really not. They offer to switch your contract over for you, no hassle.
Just let me come into your house and look at your security arrangement. Isn't that nice to trust a stranger with?
Correct. And you know what? It happens online, too. So that's the other thing with the online shopping is you're asked to give a lot of private information. So maybe you just want to avoid that altogether, like you said, and go to a brick-and-mortar store. If not, when you're online, try to exercise caution.
Sure.
And do the same thing before you sign up with these contracts.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
research the company.
The major legitimate companies are all aware of all of this.
Oh, yes.
So they're not going to ask you personal information. They're not going to ask you for your credit card number unless you've initiated the sale, right?
That's absolutely true. So some of them, and I would say it, I hear it a lot with the Cable One, the cable companies in our area, Suddenlink. Is also in northern Arizona. In the Phoenix area, it's more Cox Communications. But those kind of companies and the Dish TV, the Direct TV, all the satellite companies that are out there, when you really start to establish an account with them, they will ask for your private information. And if it's the first time you've ever purchased with them or signed up, they are going to ask for that social security number.
Mm-hmm.
But this is done after you have contacted them.
Right.
After you have said, I would like to join, I like this program, or I like this offer that you've got going, they're not going to ask you for that information up front, and definitely not if you haven't called them.
Mm-hmm. And no legitimate utility or IRS or government agency is ever going to ask you to pay your bill now in iTunes cards, are they?
No.
iTunes cards. All you have to do is think about who in the world would demand iTunes cards for payments of taxes or your gas bill.
Correct.
A lot of times you can get under the ether when you're on the phone and you're worried about what they're talking about. It helps to step back, take a deep breath, and realize, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Goes a long way, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
How can people contact you if they have questions about the legitimacy of something?
Sure, they can give us a call at 928-772-3410. Or for immediate assistance, they can visit our website at bbb.org.
That is Marilyn Huffman, and we have legitimate news and weather coming up with Link in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Love. James Roush here at Bualka Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The holidays are upon us, and it's time to start your holiday shopping. Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. The kitchen shop is the perfect place for unique gifts, gadgets, and beautiful housewares to make any mom enjoy the reason for the season. Aww. And as for our favorite fellas, barbecues bring good tidings all year long. The Grill Zone has the perfect gift for your grill master. Shop local this holiday season at Prescott True Value Hardware on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every holiday gift is a true value.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals host the Detroit Lions live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Alert neighbors are being credited for getting two alleged burglary suspects in custody.
At around 2:30 last Tuesday afternoon, witnesses saw two suspects enter an unoccupied home on East Mingus Avenue in Cordis Lakes.
Deputies noticed the door had been damaged, indicating forced entry. Following several verbal notifications, there was no response. At the rear of the home, deputies found a window in the rear door pried open, and during a closer check, saw a female walking nearby.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says 27-year-old Brittany Gore and 28-year-old Nicholas Lankford are now in custody at the Camp Verde Jail.
Deputies forced the door open and Gore was detained. Gore admitted Lankford was also in the home and he was found hiding underneath a bed. While checking the house for additional suspects, deputies noted every room had been ransacked.
Lankford had a meth pipe and a piece of jewelry. A backpack and purse belonging to Gore were full of stolen jewelry. The victim has told the Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies these items belonged to his late wife. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E! News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Northern Arizona Suns have snapped their six-game losing streak. On Saturday night, the Suns were in Des Moines, Iowa, to take on the Wolves. Suns guard Juwan Evans, who scored 33 points, made the game-winning free throw with just under 2 seconds left to win the game 109-107. Evans had attempted a three-pointer, but he was fouled and headed to the free throw line. This game followed a 127-106 loss to the Sioux Falls Skyforce in South Dakota Friday night. Evans scored 30 points in that contest. The Northern Arizona Suns return to the Prescott Valley Event Center to take on the defending champion Austin Spurs tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 6:30. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny through your Wednesday. Expect an overnight low of 24 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 52 tomorrow and a high of 54 on Wednesday. 25 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 60 and a high on Wednesday of 63. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket wait list, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
It's more than just home improvement. It's about people, places, and things around the great state of Arizona. It's outdoor living, spotlighting copper, cattle, cotton, citrus, and climate. Maintaining your gardens, trees, and plants. And a wealth of topics and information to help homeowners maintain their house, home, castle, or cabin. It's what we do to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Napa Know-How.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a 26-piece screwdriver set for only $17.99. Just $17.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 2:42. Hey, we've got Sandy Vernon and Kevin Nissen in the studio. They are going to be in A Christmas Story, directed by Robin Allen at the PCA main stage. Sandy, let me start with you. Tell us about what role you're going to have in A Christmas Story. Whoa, a little feedback there. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm very honored to be playing Mother in the cast.
So you're the one that has to scold Kevin, I'm assuming, for the leg lamp?
Oh, yes. We have quite a long, several long bits about the lamp.
Oh, I can only imagine. You know, that creates a kind of an issue, though, because, Kevin, the movie A Christmas Story is such an iconic film. So many people are so familiar with it. And then you're going to do it live on stage.
Right.
That's got to create a bit of a, I don't know, a little different view, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something that Sandy and I have talked about a lot is that we know that audiences are going to come expecting certain things mm-hmm. because they've seen it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to come across as I'm trying to imitate this guy to the letter. So you've got to kind of have your own personality but be familiar enough that the audience feels comfortable with it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, it's an iconic character, and I think that the old man is, you know, he's catching up with Scrooge, you know, as far as an iconic Christmas character.
And tell us the other cast members in the play.
Doug Suit is mm-hmm. the narrator,
mm-hmm.
so
the grown
you hear
Ralph.
Gene
mm-hmm.
Shepard in the play. Well, the
sure.
narrator is on stage, you can see him, and that's Doug Suit. And then one of the other adults is Donna Olson, and
mm-hmm.
she plays the teacher, and she's fairly new to PCA and just wonderful.
Nice.
A wonderful
I've done
job.
A couple of shows with her. She's a delight.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful dancer, and both her daughters are in this as well,
yep.
different guys and dolls.
And about how old is the actor playing Ralphie?
He's older than he looks.
Oh, okay.
He is. I think he's, what, mostly 9 or 10 years old
uh-huh.
in the play, but I think...
He's in
he
high school.
Just turned 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he has a very youthful look, and
mm-hmm.
he really looks a lot like Ralphie. He really does.
Blonde.
And
mm-hmm.
so it
sure.
works. It works well, but he is a little bit older. And then Randy, his son, is I think maybe 5 or 6 years old.
He plays our youngest son. He's only 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His dad is backstage guiding him and
yeah.
reminding him when he's supposed to say, Santa, Santa.
Mm-hmm. I got to go wee-wee.
I got to go
wee-wee. Oh, yeah. Now, you two not only have acted in several PCA shows, mm-hmm. you both directed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have once, yes.
What was the show you directed, Kevin?
I have once also.
Fat Pig.
Fat Pig, yeah, yes. I remember that. Okay, yeah. In fact, I was there for that.
Yes,
yeah, because I think it was Will Larson
that.
Portrayed the cad.
Yes, the bad guy.
Oh, wasn't he terrible?
He's
oh, my
awful.
Goodness. Oh, but he was wonderful in the role, and that's the key.
Yeah.
And Sandy, you recently directed Guys and Dolls, right?
I had that honor, yes.
Boy, now, how difficult is it from a community theater standpoint to direct a musical?
It's got its challenges, especially a small stage like ours. You want to get a big cast on there, and then you've got to figure out, am I going to try live music? Well, where am I going to put an orchestra?
Sure.
And how am I going to pay them? And we often have to do canned music.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Plus,
sure.
We don't have wing space or flies, and yet I don't think the audiences are there to see that. They like that. It's wonderful that we do have venues that can do that.
Yeah.
But audiences want actors and a good story.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin, when you were directing and you had a small role, and I believe it was the waiter in
good
Fat
memory.
Pig, you had a special challenge there because the little black box theater puts the audience literally within inches of you.
Yeah, it does.
How do you accommodate that?
Yeah, you know, you have to consider your blocking so that you include the entire audience and not have it look unnatural. But make sure that all audiences are getting different vantage points at all times as opposed to just staying one way. So one audience side of the theater only sees the back of your head. You have to kind of move it around, but it's got to seem natural. It's got to seem logical. So that is a challenge that theater presents. I like that, though.
And the first time I saw you in a show here at the PCA was with The Odd Couple as Felix Unger. And I really felt bad for Bruce because he played Oscar just fine. But, man, you were off the walls. You had people rolling in the aisles.
Oh, well.
That is such a juicy role,
that
isn't
is.
It?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. If you can't get people to laugh as Felix Unger, then you're not trying very hard.
Yeah,
so,
indeed.
But that's a great role. So
sure.
I've been very lucky there.
Where do you see him as the old man? He's absolutely hilarious.
That's got to be a lot of
fun. Just trying to keep up with Kevin.
And you know what? And that raises a question. Are you going to have a leg lamp in this show?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Where do you find it?
You can,
buy anything online.
Piggybacking on your last interview, you can get one on Amazon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you can.
See, the reason I ask is when I lived in L.A., there were prop shops all over town.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about those is you can walk through them and go, I think I recognize that thing.
Yeah.
I saw it in a TV commercial or a movie or something.
Yeah.
And then when you take a studio tour and you see this massive warehouse of stuff in movies going back, we saw the actual Rick's Cafe Americaine sign from Casablanca when we toured Warner Brothers.
Sweet.
So these things are like treasure troves.
Yeah.
They take you back all through. So, you know, the way the PCA shows are done with so many very realistic backdrops and scenes. I mean, the set for Pump Boys and Dinettes was out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Don Langford who built the set for Noises Off?
Yes.
I mean,
that was
Lord.
Stan Reed. Who actually built it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Ed Gates helped him. That was an incredible set.
That still blows me away.
Two-story revolving.
And you know what? And it makes a challenge for the actors, too, because your timing has to be just on point, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, Sandy, what other shows have you been involved in, the PCA?
Oh, I was in Big River last spring. I was a couple of small parts, and I was a music director, and I played in The Pit. I've done Summer Stock. I did Plaza Suite a couple summers ago. 3 years ago, I did Osage County. And that's what's funny about Doug Suits playing our grown-up son, because Doug played my husband in that.
Now, if I remember correctly, Jean Lippincott directed
that. Yes, she did. Yes.
And I had Jean on the show because I had seen the movie, and I hated it.
I did, too. It wasn't funny.
And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, this is not like the movie. Because
Meryl Streep?
Was it Tracy Letts who wrote that?
Yes.
I believe. Because the movie version was so depressing.
So
it was so dark. And I guess they had to overcome that to do that on the stage in a much lighter mood. Yeah.
She even told me that at the audition, because I wasn't going to audition. I thought the movie was horrible.
Yeah.
And she said, no, the play's really funny. I thought, well, I got to see this.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this.
I met Marnie Yule at that movie. She played my
cool.
aunt.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How nice. Mm-hmm. So since you're doing a show that's so familiar, A Christmas Story, do you remember the first time you saw it, the movie?
Yeah. I was telling Kevin, my brother Steve got us all into it, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago? How old is that movie? And watched it every
80s,
year since
I believe,
then.
Yeah. Now, here's the scary thing. Remember a really trashy movie called Porky's?
I never saw it, but yes.
I never saw it, but I heard of it.
Bob Clark directed that. He also directed A Christmas Story.
No kidding.
How can the same person have directed both those movies?
Interesting.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's such a dark side, too, to Christmas Story. Not so much, I think, in the play,
mm-hmm.
which does follow the movie. I got to watch the movie again because I think there's stuff in the play that wasn't in the movie that I just don't remember.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because some movies are based on the original play. So if people get and now it's the other way around, mm-hmm. or people have seen the movie mm-hmm. not realizing that, and then they wonder why this scene is missing from the play. Well, that's the way it was originally written. Mm-hmm. Remember Glengarry yeah. Glen Ross?
Yes.
Yeah.
That dramatic scene with Alec Baldwin mm-hmm. as the sales manager. From you know where, mm-hmm. that is not in the play.
With the steak knives?
With the steak knives.
Yeah, okay.
Third,
so
yeah,
good scene.
Third prize is yeah. steak knives. Boy, and I've had sales managers like that, so yeah.
That's a good scene.
That, oh, boy, boy. Yeah, but that's not in the stage play. By
I guess
David
you have
Mamet.
To play to your stars sometimes.
Sometimes you have to scene. Do that.
Having said that, I do think that people will find that the play does follow the movie.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of the great lines mm-hmm. that the narrator has, like, my brother lay there like a slug. It was his only defense. they're in there. They're hilarious. The
hilarious.
Gene Shepherd narration is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, people will find, it's really pretty much the same.
Now, nobody sticks their tongue in
yes,
a frozen.
They
oh,
do.
No,
yes.
they do?
Yes.
Oh, good heavens.
That's little Michael.
Ah, yeah.
Funny.
Oh,
the kids are funny. Got a lot of kids in it. But you haven't lived till you've heard Kevin doing the cussing out the furnace.
Mm.
And all that is written out phonetically, and there's a lot of cognates in there. You think he said one thing, but it's really,
yeah.
oh, that's what he really said.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just
you
like
know,
it.
You know, the house where they filmed that, I believe in Cleveland, is now a tourist
yes,
attraction.
Yes, that's
there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow, how interesting. So how tough is it to get through these rehearsals and not just crack up?
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard. There's a lot of funny stuff that goes
mm-hmm.
on in there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we've worked very hard at it, but, yeah, there's a lot of times when you just have to start laughing.
Now the $64,000 question, because both of you have directed shows. Does being an actor make you a better director, or does being a director make you a better actor? Kevin?
Ooh.
Or does it make you a more difficult actor?
Well, I hope it doesn't make you a more difficult actor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to guard against,
yeah.
because I will say now that, and I hope this everybody feels the same way, once you've directed one, it's You have to stop yourself from saying things because you're not the director.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Robin is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Cool as a cucumber. Mm-hmm. She's managing all kinds of different things. But it does, hopefully it doesn't make you an intolerable actor having
yeah.
directed.
Yeah.
And I could see how that could happen.
Sure. Sandy, how about you?
I think it's both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Acting helps you appreciate tech. And I never did a lot of tech before I came up here. I always wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And directing helps you appreciate the actors.
Sure.
I learned a lot both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's great fun for me as an actor. Just I come there at 10 minutes before a call, and I leave as soon as it's done.
You don't have to worry about everything else,
yeah,
do you?
I go and work on my lines, and that's it.
There you go. Tell us when the show runs.
We open this Thursday, December 6th. We're off for Akron Night, of course,
mm-hmm.
and then Saturday night, Sunday. Following Thursday, Wednesday. They added
yeah.
a Wednesday.
Oh,
Wednesday,
cool.
Thursday,
nice.
Friday, two on Saturday to make up the 15th to make up for Akron Night, and then we close the 16th.
And
that will be sad.
There you go. Oh, yeah, because isn't it funny? Just about the time you get the show perfect,
mm-hmm.
final curtain, show's over.
It's the truth.
Let's all go our separate ways.
That's absolutely
boy.
The
amid
truth.
Amid all the tears and everything.
Yeah.
And that is Kevin Nissen and Sandy Vernon with A Christmas Story, and that is coming to the PCA main stage, right?
Yes. That's
thanks
correct.
For joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back at 2:56. I want to remind you of Coyotes hockey coming your way tomorrow. They've won three in a row, including a 6-1 beating of the Blues on Saturday in Glendale. Well, they're in Los Angeles tomorrow. That will be an 8:30, a little bit later than usual, 8:30 face-off with the Kings. You can hear the game live on KQ&A FM 95.5 and 99.9. Hey, I hope you'll join us for Acker Night this Friday evening. We'll be airing live several times per hour on the Mix 106 KPPV. That is Friday night. Then join me Saturday morning and my cohorts from 10 to 1 at the Prescott Valley Safeway for our annual holiday food drive. That food drive remote Saturday morning will be airing live several times per hour on 94.7 Jack FM. So I hope you'll tune in for that. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Join me right back here Tuesday with my guests, anti-bullying activist and speaker Rhonda Orr, with our old buddy Tom Agostino from the Folk Sessions concerts coming to Prescott very soon. That's Tuesday on Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.